Beginning our daf Maseches Baba Kama daf Nizayin. Begin my offer. Begin Tais Master. Begin. It's going loy b'makom shechzira. No, it's not a raya to Rav Yosef. It could be like Rabba. And this that we said that Nignu Avda wasn't mebeisai, but rather is makom shechzira. Shesu explains that would make sense even according to Rabba, because Rav Yosef Shem Mechin Mechayv, even the Shem Mechin would be liable. Why? Because I is parting in every vedam, because the b'sheu that's considered negligent where he put it back to. That he's always going to be liable, says the Braisa, until he returns it to his rishos, which Tosis qualifies. He saved the Braisa till it's the end of the Braisa, the previous Braisa, the Seftet Bamatzia and Paripezo look over there. But therefore, that's the appropriate date. The Chayav Gneiv Aveda coming. That we're going on the halach that we mentioned that you're going to be Chayav Gneiv Aveda, and that's what we're saying. That obviously we see like Kesheb Asachadami that he's going to be Chayav because we're going on Gneiv Aveda. That's where the difficulty is. On Rabba. The next test matter begins Gemara. Only he says to him, "My dinner lach, I agree with Balachayim." Oh, that I agree to you, says Rabba, by living creatures, because they came in the Naktul Hu, Nagbera Yasta Bechulu, since they're accustomed to going out. So therefore, yes, here he'll be Chayav on Gneiv Aveda. Which, as Tesla qualifies, like a Grinch and Ignava by Se'inyan, it's only if it was stolen in that way, Shinagar by Yasta Garmala, Ligon of that, because it's going out causes it to be stolen. And therefore that's contributing to it, in contrast to regular metalim. Now, Morva says, Taisa La'el, previously, was Taisa bothered by a question, why didn't we answer that similarly? He says, no, La'asika Daita Hashinuya, the Gemara didn't yet entertain to say this idea. The Hashta Matzalim Ema, because now you could say, the Nignavai Sha'avda, that it was stolen or lost, the La'el Mebeisa Kama, that we said before, was from his house. Meaning now based on what we do know about from this Gemara's answer that the animal is different, then we could say it doesn't even have to be like we answered before that it was returned elsewhere. It could even be, you're right, me basically that like Rav Yisrael asked, you don't say Mokum Shagasira, it could even be me basically, but still that's an animal, different animals could be different. Another part you could say why the Gemara didn't answer this previously is actually Hach Seifa. This Seifa that we're quoting right now, Avei de Dafka Koi. Specifically regarding the case of when it was lost, where the fact that it's always wandering, as we see, that's what caused it to get lost. You're right, regarding theft, he would be potter, according to Rabbi Shin, that's not causing it to be stolen. That's why, when it explicitly said the case was stolen, we couldn't answer this, because this halach has only said regarding being lost. We're in the Seva, it doesn't say explicitly what's going on, it could say it's going on the Veda, in contrast to the Reisha, which said explicitly Geneva. Next says not the Gemara, Eli Ganasa Shein Mishta Meres. Rather, we're talking about what's given to his garden, which is not protected, Pirish, which the Bach has on the word Shein Mishta Meres, Eli Beruch Metsuya. It's not protected, but with a common wind. It's not totally unprotected. That's what we're saying. That's what we're saying. Oh, it's like an unpaid custodian, the Kalsa Shmirasa, where that's enough for Hishmira. He only has to do Hishmira Bechusa, but not that it wasn't watched at all, because then it would be Pshian, according to everyone, you'd be Chayv. Next test matter begins the Gemara. Karnabai l'shlumei. He has to pay the principal. Now, b'kimin shechayiv atzman l'shlumei b'shabia. So now, since incriminating himself, making himself liable to pay for the value, I feel like him to shugam. But then, even if he would find that he stole it, put him in cable, he would be exempt from cable. Obviously, that's what we're asking. So then, you wouldn't have halach of cable. Next test matter begins with the words of the Gemara. Can't you tell no tiny slits of mizoyin? For example, we made the claim of armed bandits. So this test claim is a wonder because. Am I mukilah ballistic mizuyin? Really, is that the answer we have to come on to? That's talking armed bandits. V'doch l'meima the ganav who it's like we're pushing it to say, oh, even those armed bandits, it's really nice, but it's really like a ganav because he hides. Look, why don't you just explain the gugin shetanu tainis geneva ba'inus? You're saying it was stolen. It was a ganav, but something beyond your control. Shenignav ben ma'inus ganav was way beyond his control because it was stolen. How's that? You hid money where you dug a hole into the ground, where sheyev shlegamvam it was not possible to steal it. Mechilas tachzikar going with caves under the ground. Dava einus kolus to Missouri. That's beyond your control. He was a regular guy, but for you it was einus beyond the control, just like our bandits. Ein bolav chayli shatibadas. Let's say someone got sick, he went crazy. Aishin enough love ba'einus, or let's say something crazy sleep came over him. Or some other einus that he couldn't watch himself. That itself is could be an einus, and it could still be a case of a neighbor. We'd have to say list of mizuyin. Moreover, the rabbi, according to Rabbi the Potter, said, he holds that, you know, in the Bumsid of Sadi Gimon, basically holds that you're exempt. I'll be not the Eilei Inchi. If he went in when other people go in, or Dinam be not the Nami Inchi, or went to sleep when other people go to sleep, then you're Potter, even though you're generally having an Evaveda. So Meshkach is Kefa, Shetan, Tazi Gan, Bitten, Eilei, Bitten, Nami Inchi. So then, of course, you can have Kefa when you make a claim that it was stolen, even though your Shem Esel is usually Chai. But if you went in or went to sleep when everyone else does, then you'd be Potter. And even Lahana Marad, the Pligo has Allah Hassam, even those who disagree with him over there, Kamakam Meshkach is Kefa, Parishas. But you still have these other cases of witness, like we explained. So it says to me, however, what you could say is the achalei chayish. Now here we weren't concerned to give such an answer as we're asking, because keeping the mishnah shabbat, listen, Muslim can have a good answer in regarding the armed bandits. But surely the ganav, and he holds that, yeah, because that's considered gan. And the b'samach nami also shortly in the gemara b'raisa on the b'raisa the parakta asks, well, it brings this b'raisa on the midbeis, the beginning of lo'i yomamara to know if you say. On that brisa between the chumrah of shemachinu and shemasocha, you're right. The more credible said according to reasoning, also the gazan who akati tikshlach, he's still going to have a difficulty because the matina shemasocha misham capable between the zanz and loinus, like all these cases that we're describing. Ach, bahu kabul chaymer. Yeah, so that's okay. You could have said latameich, but sometimes the gemara doesn't say it. Now, ach, bahu kabul chaymer, the angel of tshuva. But regarding when the gemara says, oh, this is a kabul chaymer that has no difficulty with it, kasha, there is a difficulty, because the parakah shalti gemar b'mitzid of tzadah him and av maskela comes out, the ksava haitan, the list of mazuin gazanhu, that, oh, this tana holds, meaning the gemar there, it says, oh, the reason why it's no difficult, because you can never have a case of kefal by shemasacha, because even if it makes a claim of list of mazuin, that's a gazan, that wouldn't bring you to kefal by shemasacha. So this is Mabakah, who cares? Akat Yeshlav Chuba, there's still a response. Because the Mala Shemesacha, you do find by Shemesacha, Shemesham Kaifel would pay Kiv between times Ganav, but Oinus, when it is beyond his control for a regular Ganav. Bailam, don't say the Kiv in the Ganav, but Oinus, Loy Shriach. This is a case of being stolen by Oinus, not common. Loy Chashapircha is not considered as a flaw. I will list the Mizuin Shriach Tvei, but an armband is considered more common. So it's not because Bekamukam is part of Muhammad's Le Shrihi. We find many places that the Gemara asks from students that are not common and still ask as a flaw on the Kabbalah. But more about Le Shrihi, Yochav Littenkin, even though it's not common, he can still make such a claim. So why is it a Kabbalah Meshay and Lav Tshuva? You know, the reader appears to read the Kivin Shechayev across the Shem Mesach HaBekneva, since the Pasuk holds the paid custodian liable for a theft, the Stam Kaneva could have a lightness. And really, a regular theft is really close to Ainz. I mean, Mashiach, like the Gemara says over there, and that Tzadidal Mabez in Bab Metzia. Svaruhu, so logical, the Bechol Indian Shatiya Geneva, that in all situations there's going to be a theft, Yischaif makes this because he would be liable from the biblical decree of Philip Bainus Gamma, even the total Ainus. Bavgav, now, so which that answers the question why we couldn't say Geneva Bainus. But then Bavgav, the Lizmazuin, but even though Armband is the Hindish Shavu decree, which is the case of captive of the Pasik, Padabak Kasav, the Pasik says you're exempt. It's not that much greater, and it's pushing it to say this answer of the re.